Father, the Bible said the entrance of your word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. We ask this morning that your word will give us light, life, and understanding. And every one of us that has come here today, Lord, Father, your word will find expression in our lives. Take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. All right. Give us verse 15. Now, let's look at this verse carefully. Say, now God, the Lord God, had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. Now, the garden is of God. The man is of God. That's why in our last discourse on this, we said that God is the owner of all things. God is the owner of all things. He is not just the owner. He is the creator, the maker, and the owner of all things. Whatever you are, whatever you think you have, whatever is on this earth, whatever you can imagine that is existing, was made and owned by God himself. And God has called us to be steward. Now, in verse 15, it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to walk it. Everybody say, walk it. To walk it and take care of it. God took the man, placed him in the garden to walk it and to take care of it. That should send a message into your heart. Now, if somebody has an enterprise or a company or a business and takes somebody to work the business, to take care of the business, that person is called what? It's called a manager, a caretaker, a steward. A steward, a manager, a caretaker. All correct. And that day we did say that a steward or a manager in the kingdom of God is somebody that manages God's blessings, God's resources, God's way, and for God's glory. So every blessing, every resource that God has given to you, he wants you to manage it in his own way, not your own way. And he wants you to manage it in such a way that it will bring glory to God. He said he took the man, placed him in the garden, and gave him an instruction to walk the garden and to take care of it, so that at the end, all will bring glory to God. So the purpose of man was to dress the garden, to take care of what God has committed into his hands in such a way that both man and what he has given to man will bring glory to God. And I pray that whatever God has committed into your hand will bring glory to him in Jesus' name. Now, there are five things God has committed into our hand, five resources that God has given to everybody. Whether you are a black, a white, a Nigerian, a European, an American, wherever they may be, rich or poor, God has given every one of us five important resources. As you are seated there, as I'm standing here talking, every one of us have these resources. And God wants us to steward these resources in such a way that it will bring glory to his name, in such a way that it will expand his kingdom, in such a way that it will affect lives, in such a way that it will subdue the earth, in such a way that it will also replenish the earth and bring glory to God. Because the ultimate goal of it is that the name of the Lord will be glorified. The ultimate goal of it is that the kingdom of God will be established here on earth. Like Jesus prayed and said, he said, when you are praying, you say what? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom, thy will be done where? As it is where? It means in heaven is the perfect will. So what is happening in heaven has to come on earth. And God placed us here to execute heaven's agenda here on earth. And he gave us five important resources. I'll run through them quickly, and then as time will permit us, we'll look at one or two of them. The first resource God gave to man is a temple. When God created man, he placed him in a garden. That is a temple. So the number one resource God wants you to steward, to take care of, to walk, to care for, is his temple. Everybody say temple. So that is the first resource. Everybody has a temple. Everybody. Don't worry, very soon I will be showing us what the temple is. Everybody has a temple. And God wants you to take care of that temple in such a way that it will bring glory to him. The second resource God has given to everybody is time. Everybody has been given time. Everybody. There is nobody, friends, that has more than 24 hours a day. Nobody has more than 7 days a week. And nobody has more than 4 weeks in a month. And nobody has more than 365 days in a year. Everybody has been given time. And then the third resource that God has given to us is gifts and talents, abilities. Everybody has been given a talent, an ability, a gift. And especially if you are born again, beyond your talent, God has also added upon you some spiritual gifts. And God wants you to steward all of these for His glory. Number four, God has also given us treasure. He has given a lot of us treasure. There are some people that have more treasures than others. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 25, where we have been reading about the story of the talents. He said He gave to every man according to his what? Ability. According to his ability. Treasure has to do with money. Your silver, your gold, your houses. And all that God has blessed you with. They are all your treasure. God wants you to steward your treasure in such a way that it will bring glory to God. Little one, that Jesus said, lay not for yourself treasures here on earth, where moth and rot doth corrupt. But you should lay your treasure where? In heaven. Where we'll be looking at that subsequently. And the last blessing or gift that God has given to us is relationships. Every relationship that comes your way is a gift from God. And He wants you to steward it in such a way that it will bring glory to Him. We'll look at that subsequently. But today, let's look at the first two, or just one or two, as time will permit us. The first is the temple, stewardship of your temple. How do you steward your temple so that it will bring glory to God? And what is the temple we are talking about? What is the temple we are talking about? 1 Corinthians, quickly, chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, give us from verse 18 to 20. 1 Corinthians 6. It says, flee from sexual immorality. Please give us King James Version, okay? All right. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore do what? Let's say it together. Therefore do what? Creature. Remember, a steward is somebody that uses or employed by God to manage God's blessing, God's way for God's glory. Therefore, glorify God in your body. So when we talk about stewardship of the temple, it's stewardship of the body. God gave you a body as a gift, and He wants you to steward your body in such a way that your body will bring glory to Him. It is not your body. You don't own your body. It's a gift from God. And God wants you to manage your body in such a way that your body will glorify God, in such a way that your body will be able to execute the plan and the agenda of God here on earth. A lot of people have caught the purposes of God short in their lives because they were not able to manage their body according to the will of God. They were not able to manage their body so that God, through them, will fulfill His purpose. If you mismanage your body, you can cut short the purpose of God for your life. If you mismanage your body. And here the Bible made it very clear that your body is the temple of God. And so you must learn on how to manage it properly. Learn how to manage it properly. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Verse 17. If any man defile the temple, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is what? Come on, let's say it together. The temple of God is what? Which temple are ye? Give us NIV now.
Let's read it in a simpler language.
All right. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. God's temple is sacred. God's temple is not a building. No, this is just a hall where we come to meet. God's temple is not one special place located somewhere. No. God's temple is your body. Time will fail me. I would have shown us the old temple, the Jewish temple, and then your body, how God described the Jewish temple, or used our body to give Moses as a template to building the Jewish temple. The Jewish temple has three parts. We have the outer court, the inner court, and the what? Holy of Holies. Man is made up of three parts. The body, the soul, and the what? And the spirit. And the spirit. The outer court is where everybody gathers. The priest goes into the inner court. And then the high priest is the only one that has access into the innermost court, called the Holy of Holies. And he goes there only once in a year, bearing the sacrifices, bearing the sins rather, of all the people. He enters into the Holy of Holies. But the outer court, that is where everybody comes with their sins and everything, in the outer court. That is why your body being your outer court is what interacts with our outward environment. Your body being the outer court is what has relationship with our environment. And we have our senses to enable us to interact with our environment. And that is the body that God is saying that you must hold it sacred because it belongs to Him. These days you hear believers say that church is in the heart. I serve God with my heart. No, church is beyond the heart. It also involves the soul. It also involves the body. If you are with me, say amen. It also involves the spirit, the soul, and the body. It's not just of the heart. Whatever is in the heart will surely affect the body. Because Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, there's an overflow. He says, it's not that which goeth into a man that defileth the man, but that which comes out of his heart. From the heart proceeds all these devices. Fornication, adultery, wickedness, theft, malice, and the likes. He said, they come from the heart and they defile the man. So the Lord wants us to steward our bodies in such a way that our body will bring glory to Him. He says, my life, I will live it the way I want, sir. Ma, it's a lie. It's not your life. It was given to you on trust. And the one that gave it to you wants you to keep it in such a way that your life, your body, will bring praise and glory to Him. Like we will soon see when we will be looking at the demand for stewardship. That everything you do to your body, you are going to give account of it. Everything. 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 Because we don't have time. Let me show us quickly a few ways we can steward our bodies before we pray. A few ways in which we can steward our bodies to bring glory to God. Remember, it's the body. I will start with the physical and then I will wrap it up with the spiritual. Number, the first way you have to steward your body is that you have to give your body some rest. Tell somebody rest. Talk to somebody, say rest. That's the first way to steward your body. You've got to rest. Civil servants, especially under this regime, who want to do 6-7 businesses. And before you know, you have only 3 hours of sleep. And you're wearing away, gathering all the resources. And then when you have gathered, you discover that the same thing you have gathered to take care of you or to enjoy your life becomes a problem. You start using it to give other people again. You waste your body to gather just to carry what you have gathered to try to build back the body you have wasted. Let me show you a mystery in Scripture. God's agenda for man is that man
will operate from the platform of rest. That is God's plan for man. Rest. How? The Bible said that God created everything in how many days? The sixth day. What did God create on the sixth day? And on the seventh day, what happened? So when man woke up from his sleep of creation, the first thing man entered into, the first day of man, is what? So the last day of God's creation, which is the seventh day of God creating the world, which is the day God rested, was the first day of man's existence. So man's existence started with what? With rest. And that is how God wants us to operate. And that is why everyone that is in Christ, the Bible says he has entered rest. An eternal rest is in Christ. But now I'm talking about the rest of your physical body. You don't need to overwork yourself. You've got to give some time to rest. Psalm 127, I think verse 2, right? Yes. Psalm 127 and verse 2. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of. For so he giveth his beloved what? Rest. Am I saying don't work? No. Stewardship of your body. You are working your body. One way to work your body and take care of your body in such a way that it will bring glory to God is to ensure that you give your body some rest when it's needed. It's not a bad thing to go for vacation. Praise the Lord, church. You say, hey, vacation is so expensive. There are vacations that are not expensive. One day, just carry the whole of your family. Tell your husband, tell your wife, today we are going for vacation. Just carry yourself. And just look for one spot in Kefi. Carry your mat so that you will not rent a space. Look for the grass. They just stay there. They will not drive you. From morning till evening, just gist. Don't think about work. Don't think about anything. Just relax. Talk to somebody by your side. Tell the parent, learn to relax. Tell the parent, take life easy. Tell the parent, God is in charge. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. So learn to rest. That's one way to steward your body so that it will bring glory to God. And not just that, the second way to steward your body is learn to keep your body clean. That's another way to steward your body. You've got to keep it clean. There's an adage that said that cleanliness is next to what? Learn to keep it clean. Physically clean and spiritually clean. A dirty environment is an attraction for demons. Oh yes. Don't be a believer that attracts demons to his body. If, as a believer, your body is physically filthy, dirty, and spiritually dirty, you are a habitation where the demons can live comfortably. And then you start asking yourself, why do I fall sick so easily? Why do I see some horrible dreams? Check your life. How clean is your life? You say, we've got to keep our bodies clean. 1 Thessalonians, quickly, chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 to 4. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. For that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, his body, in sanctification and honor. In sanctification and honor. These days, from the pulpit of the church, it's difficult to hear people talking about fornication any longer. As though fornication is no longer a sin. Fornication is still a sin that defiles the body as it has always does. It is. And the Lord said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? He said, anyone that defiles the body, him shall the Lord destroy.
Oh yes, he said, I have been doing it for years and God has not destroyed me. A little wonder your dreams have always been destroyed. Maybe you would have gone farther than where you are.
But the sin of immorality is one sin that can stagnate a man. For those of us that have been following our readings, the Bible journey, if you have not joined, you can join. We are reading the book of Proverbs. If you read the reading of yesterday or 2 days ago, Proverbs chapter 6 to chapter 9, it's all talking about what we are discussing now, how to preserve your body.
Temptations will come, yes. But you remember that a body was given to you to steward in such a way that it will bring glory to God.
Paul said, I bring myself, my body, under subjection. Under subjection. Under subjection. How are you taking care of your body? As a child of God.
It is not just fornication. What about drinking? Polluting the body.
He said, alcohol is not a sin. It's a baby Christian that says those kind of things. You see, mature people who have been in the church for decades arguing whether alcohol is to drink alcohol or not to drink alcohol. When I hear people arguing those kind of things, I know that they have not even known God. Because most times, it's not because something is a sin that you should flee from it, but you flee from it because of who you are. If you're hearing me, say amen.
Because of who you are. Let me give you an illustration. Let's take, for example, now all of us are sitting here and suddenly, my brother here, our pharmacist, becomes a member of the House of Assembly. Ordinarily, there are places he can no longer sit to eat. There are friends he can no longer hang with. Not because he's proud, but because of the position he occupies. Because of the position he occupies. And the Bible says you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. God has called you out to show forth his praise. And yet you stay and you argue whether drinking is a sin or not a sin. Yet you stay to argue whether strong drink is ravaging or not.
But you forgot that the Bible said that alcohol is a mocker.
You've got to take care of your body. It's so sad that today you see even church founders will mutilate their bodies with tattoo, and then they will use Bible verses to justify it.
The Bible said that the heavens and the earth will pass away, but this word will remain forever. If you are with me, say amen.
God cares about your body and he wants you to take care of it.
Ministering somewhere, I was asking them. I said, there are some people that will sew some of their clothes. You will ask whether the material is not enough or they tell or made a mistake.
Yeah. Because why will you wear something that you are struggling for it to cover you? Who gave it to you? Was it a mistake? No, you admired it and you took it that way.
And start to say, even our staff, they wear it to offices. Do we have psychiatric unit here? Don't wear those kind of things there because you may be harassed by some patient. Amen.
Amen.
What am I saying? God wants us to steward our bodies in such a way that it will bring glory to him. Take care of your body physically and take care of your body spiritually and give glory to God with your body. Bow down your heads as we pray.